4:04 on a Thursday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sportsline Retroth. Ed Lane here live all across ESPN Radio in Virginia. 1240 in Roanoke, 93.3, 1320 in Lynchburg, 730 Southside, and 1350 in Bedford. Just plain old Bedford, Virginia. Great show coming your way here today on the Sports Line. Not today, but next Thursday, Dabo Swinney.
Next Thursday, yes, not
next
today.
Next 30, right. Next Thursday, previewing.
He's not looking past Boston College, and Tech isn't looking past ODU, but everyone else is.
Right, I am. As a matter of fact, my idea to you earlier this week was, let's get people on and let's just talk about Tech and Clemson.
That was your idea. That was Tuesday, I believe.
I'm like, screw it. Screw it. They can do the one game at a time talk. I'm all in for Clemson, Virginia Tech. Old Dominion, Virginia Tech does zero for me. Sorry to the Monarch fans in the audience or alumni. Support your team. That's great. I'm all about it. But I'm not an ODU fan or alum. And I don't really give a damn.
You don't care.
Is that mean?
It's true.
Well, that's not what I asked. I know it's true. It's damn true.
I don't think it's all that mean. In part because it's pretty accurate.
Anthony didn't get my Kurt Angle reference. All right.
I don't get it because I could care less about WWE. I have minimal interest in WWE.
Why?
It's entertainment. It's kind of humorous to me.
So why do you have no interest in it?
It's never piqued my interest, the WWE. I'll say this. It's got my attention more than boxing or UFC MMA fighting. Because WWE has the element of entertainment and theatrics and acting that goes along with it. So at least you know it's going to deliver on the hype. Like, they have geared it to deliver on the hype.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. My dad has a lot of issues and problems.
Well, that's real kind. Welcome to the club of bashing family members. Mine's proud of me, too.
I'll say that first and foremost. And that may be where I get it from. I don't know. But he has said for a long, long time that the world revolves around the WWE and that the big circus that we live in, and you look at politics and, you know, I mean, the election last year is a perfect example. You know, the good guy, the bad guy, the baby face, and the, you know, the heel. And it's all a big show. It's all a big show. Designed to keep people interested. And what WWE can always guarantee is they deliver at the pay-per-view. Right? I mean, if you drop your $60 for WrestleMania, you're going to get a four-hour show. And you may not like the outcomes or whatever, but it's going to be a show, and it's going to be 4 hours of entertainment. Whereas you drop $100 to watch a boxing match.
Not me. I've been fooled before. Ain't happening again.
And look what happened the other night with the draw. Right? I mean, the one person's scorecard was so out of whack that you're sitting there going, she's been suspended as a judge because her scorecard in the Triple G fight.
This sounds like some Olympic shenanigans here.
Oh, it's crazy, and they knew it was going to happen.
How much bribing can you get away with?
They knew it was going to happen. Or, Pacquiao Mayweather, right? Just a boring fight. Or some of these other ones that end in 30 seconds, MMA. It wasn't Butterbean. Who was it? Kimbo Slice? All the hype? Remember that? The backyard brawler goes and gets in the ring Everybody's fired up for the fight. He's out in 10 seconds. Boom, $100. Gone, just like that. You don't get that in the WWE. You get your money's worth.
Oh, yes, you do. And the build-up to the main fight is worth it.
Yeah, there's no undercard with a bunch of dudes you've never heard of. I mean, it's the real deal. And as my dad is now famous for saying, life imitates the WWE. Good stuff right there. Dabo next week. When's Fuente coming on? TBD still?
Don't you hear the crickets? That's why I wouldn't say anything, Rich.
To be determined.
We're hoping. We're working on it. We're going to keep working
hard. Is there any progress? Can you give the Sportsline listeners an update on the status of Coach Fuente appearing on this show?
As much as I can say is, we have no real ability to do it in person. We've tried to convey that, and I will continue to try to convey that. We're happy to do it over the phone and accommodate the schedule.
Just like Bronco Mendenhall and Dabo Sweeney are able to do.
Correct. And we've tweaked our schedule. We're kind enough to do that on our end. We're going to do the right thing and make sure we understand that the coaches are busy and they've got teams, and try to do.
What's the latest, though? What's the update?
The latest update was that it was a busy week this week.
This week's busy.
Yes, because next week isn't going to be busy. Right. Or the following week.
Old Dominion week's very busy.
Oh, yes. All the requests they have from the same media outlets, because if you cover ODU, you probably also cover Tech.
You know what I said to you in the office earlier today is true. There's pressure on you now. Right? I mean, Dabo's got to come through.
Yeah, we have to.
If Dabo falls through, this is not going to look very good for us.
No, it's not.
Well, but then all you'd have to say is, well, the national championship winning coach who coaches a team two states away wasn't able to make it on our show. But the coach who's in state and has no national championships and no ACC championships can't find time either.
It's amazing because we've proposed solutions. I mean, that's kind of what we try to do, Rich.
That's what we do.
My favorite is when I send out a request for it and I get a call. Rarely is it a callback in these cases. Usually it's an email, sometimes a text. And the response is merely, they're unavailable. And it's like, are you serious? You are not going to provide solutions to that? I mean, because we look for other options all the time. All right, well, that's not happening. What can we do? I mean, that's how I try to roll. Solutions consultant.
Solutions consultant. Boy, that sounds important.
I know. And I'm disappointed that my latest stack of business cards doesn't list that. I mean, look, we work for a network, Rich, where you can create your own job title.
You know, I would say that that's kind of a wash, though, because while you're disappointed it doesn't say that, you should also be grateful that it doesn't say resident jackass.
What would it say, just D-bag? Some people might say yes.
Some people indeed might say yes. Not me, though, Ed. You know I'm a big fan. Big fan. All right, so what do we have going on the show tonight? Well, we're going to talk with Nick Pierce, Liberty Flames, big one, Jacksonville State. I've already told you how I feel about Liberty.
Each game gets less important until next year?
Yeah.
Basically,
I guess Jacksonville State's important, but the problem is, here's the big problem. Okay, Jacksonville State, I know, is a very, very good team.
Yeah, they're number 5 in 1AA.
All right, let's get Anthony in here. Anthony's a sports fan. What do you think he knows the answer to this question without me telling you the question?
I'm not commenting on it.
What do you mean?
I'm not getting backed into that corner.
You're not commenting?
I'm trying to be nice, Rich.
Oh, so you're saying no, he doesn't know.
I don't know if he knows.
Liberty plays Jacksonville State.
Yes.
Where is Jacksonville State located?
I know it's in Alabama.
Okay. All right, good. Most people, I would guess, think Florida. Right?
Yes.
Because when you think Jacksonville, you think Florida.
That was my first thought, actually, until I knew of them consistently playing like Auburn. And they nearly beat Auburn a couple of years ago. But at that point, I realized usually those SEC schools, when they play a directional school, it's from their own state.
The Gamecocks.
Wow, really good. That's impressive.
They've had some 1A football cast-offs, you know, character flyers, if you will.
Yes.
Was, I think Michael Dyer go there?
I believe so, yeah. Former Auburn running back.
Look at Anthony go.
National championship hero at one point.
So, yeah, my theory on, and we can delve into this a little bit deeper with Nick, but Jacksonville State's a very, very good 1AA team. But how many people around here know or care?
I mean, I think they follow Liberty as far as, I mean, I think as Liberty goes, that's how much the attention to it goes. You know what I mean?
So if Liberty's playing Jacksonville State, people pay attention, and then once they stop playing them, or like JMU isn't playing them, they don't really care about
it. And even if especially if Liberty's having a good year, I think. Like if Liberty was 0-3 right now, I don't think anyone would care.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Liberty beat Baylor.
Right.
Okay. It's been a big deal, despite the fact that Baylor hasn't won another game. Right? I mean, Baylor's having things are down at Baylor.
Oh, that's being kind, yes. I'm applauding your kindness.
How do you think the general public, like if we took, and this could be fun, if we took young Alec and sent him out down to Ward's Road or something like that, and he just went up to people and said, Jacksonville State, where is it? How many people are going to guess Alabama?
Probably less than 5.
That's a very specific number.
Well, I'm saying
less than 5%.
I mean, I'm saying if you ask, like, say you asked, I don't know, 25, 30 people, maybe 3 or 4 would know it's in Alabama.
Okay, so you're saying about 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay or nay on that?
I'm going under 10%.
You're going under 10%.
No doubt.
I think I would too. And if you told them that Liberty was an underdog to Jacksonville State, do you think that would surprise them?
Yes.
Now, if Liberty beats Jacksonville State, it's a pretty decent win.
I would say so.
Right? I mean, I'm not going to go overboard and start gushing and say it's a great win, because we already know that Liberty's in the process of converting to 1A, and they have more scholarships than all these other schools. And we've had people come on the air on this show within the last couple months and said, listen, realistically, teams that are, and they even said Liberty should probably go undefeated this year, with the exception of maybe Baylor. They've got more scholarships than all the schools they're playing. They're in the process of transitioning to 1A. They've got a big advantage. I mean, when you have more scholarships and more players, that's a big advantage. And you're theoretically better able to recruit better players because you're making the jump to 1A. Now, whether that's actually kicked in or yet or not, I don't know. But that's what folks have talked about who know 1A and 1AA football better than I do. Right? I mean, they've said that. Liberty should go undefeated this
year. Yes, that we've heard that before. People that study the Flames.
Are people going to get excited? Wow, they beat Jacksonville State. No, they're not, right?
No, I mean,
the normal football fan.
The normal fan will not. Not me, but the normal fan will not be, you know, oh, wow, that's an impressive
win.
And
if they lose to Jacksonville State after already beating Baylor, what's the regular?
How did that happen?
Right, and it'll be like,
hey. I would argue and say that's not the educated knowledge, because if you know a thing about 1AA football, you know Jacksonville State is a perennial contender each year, Final Four caliber team. But to the average person on the streets, you're right. They're not going to know they're going to look and go, wait, how did they beat Baylor and lose to Jacksonville State?
And that's my point, is when you're looking at just regular fans who, you know, like Tech or UVA or like NFL or, you know, whatever, and you're trying to get them excited about what Liberty's doing, the Baylor game, it almost, barring an undefeated season, it almost all has to be downhill after Baylor, doesn't it?
Oh, from like an emotional excitement level?
Well, I mean, not only that, but just, I mean, you look at the schedule, the teams that they're playing, the fact that nobody knows most of them or some of them, because they are playing some Big South schools, but they're ineligible for the Big South. I mean, what's there to really get excited about?
Well, in theory, the thing you want to get excited about is this team beating these teams and looking good so that you feel they've got positive momentum heading forward to 2018. I mean, yes, it is to a degree one eye on next year. Now, if you look at Liberty, a lot of their talent, you know, our guy, but the sound effect I'm sure is not ready for him, but Buckshot. Oh, it is. Wow.
I never doubted you for a second.
Thank you, Anthony.
But Buckshot.
I don't believe you, but thank
Antonio Gandy Golden. I mean, those are the two biggest stars on this team. They've got a couple years left, so you want to see them look good if you're Liberty, and you want to see them showcase what they're able to do the rest of the year, so you go, all right, we got some cornerstone pieces heading into 2018. Like, from an immediacy standpoint, yeah, there's not that much you're going to get excited about because you can't go to a playoff, so it's not like these wins are counting toward that. But growth development of your program to get ready for a much more challenging schedule next year, that is what you're looking for Liberty.
I'm looking at the schedule, and I don't see any, like, I mean, like, people would know these teams, but I don't think they would get excited about wins over them.
No, and the problem is that they're all 1AA schools.
Right.
And people are now excited about Liberty making the jump.
To 1A. And so by making the jump to 1A, or,
you know, by making the jump to 1A, it's like you're expected to beat all these 1AA schools, and there's nothing to really get excited about. I mean, like I said, I mean, at this point, barring an undefeated season, and I don't necessarily think it's fair, but barring an undefeated season, what are you getting fired up about Liberty about this year?
And it kind of stinks that they could go undefeated, and they just get nothing for it.
Right. But, you know,
yeah,
that's the path they chose. And it's only for a year or two.
Yeah, it's 1 year pain for, you know, longer term gain.
But I think, I mean, at this point, don't you think they kind of have to go undefeated to really carry the momentum?
By and large,
what if they lose two games?
I'll put it, two games, not good. If this is the one game you lose, you know, I get it. Jacksonville State's very good. But if they lose any of the other games, yeah, I think at that point you're going, eh.
Yeah.
I think you look with a more skeptical eye. This is the one where theoretically you could, you know, let it slide a little bit.
I would
in
say
your overall evaluation.
I would say this and probably the Charleston Southern game at the end are the only two
you gotta
reasonably difficult games.
You got to get the Charleston Southern.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Nick Pierce when we come back. See what he thinks.
By the way, can I just throw this out there as we talk Liberty in their game against Jacksonville State? Because I was looking up and down their roster to see if they've got any current big-name cast-offs from 1A football. Nobody jumped out to me, but they have a lineman. And I'm not for making fun of a ton of names, but this one's just as good as it gets. His name is Your Majesty. No joke. Y-E-apostrophe-M-A-J-E-S-T-Y. And his last name's Sanders, so, you know, it's just an American last name, not from some foreign land where that name might be more common.
Wouldn't you love to meet his parents?
I absolutely would. I want to meet him. Dude looks like he's got a big smile, happy to enjoy life. My guy, Rich.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. If this guy makes it to the pros in a couple of years, oh, can you imagine if he's on the Jets with Coach Cooter?
You're just having too much fun with that. Nick Pierce, next. Stay tuned.